Hey, I'm back in the saddle now. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Sorry, my phone system's having some issues today. So, I got the vendor approved. Once I tackle this, we're going to go over, what we can do for working capital. I have some idea questions for you. I think when we originally sent you documents that were signed, but we did a 24-month term. Can I give you kind of my two cents here?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, obviously, what's happening is your business is growing, but there's cash flow issues, and I think I'm more than happy to give you even something as short as 12 months, but I think with what's going on, your business with some of the negative days, and that's kind of creating a vicious cycle, that doing something longer that doesn't really stretch your cash flow is a better idea. So I want to give you guys some idea on what we can do here and then kind of your thoughts. So if you do something short term, your payment's going to be, it's about $2,200 a month. However, we're not limited even for this equipment. We can do this up to 5 years. So let me give you some ideas of what I think the kind of the best idea here is. I don't know if 5 years is the most appropriate, but what I would recommend is probably doing a 4 year term. Your payment's going to be $1,328 a month. Keeps the payments manageable. That's just my two cents for you.
What's that total out to be? 1,328 times 48 payments.
13. So the payback on that would be. That'd be 63,744. I can do something short term, but here's my kind of concern. You're doing all these working capital loans. Someone's got a lien on your house because of this working capital. So I think what people are trying to do is they'll push you to do very short terms to quote unquote minimize the payback. But the reality is that the more cash flow stress you have, Mike, the more negative impact it makes on your business. So I think from a long-term perspective, doing something short-term is probably not the best in your best interest, although we're happy to do a 2 year term if you want, or a 1 year term. It's just not worth it.
Right. I guess the only way I look at it is that's probably, was that like 38,000 and paying back how much?
Your payback, if we did the whole laser system, the payback's going to be over, say, a long year. So you have multiple loans on your with your company, correct?
Right.
Do people tell you what how stacking works or no?
Yeah.
No, do they kind of tell you how the stacks work and what the issues are with them or no?
No, not really.
Right, so this is more educational. I don't have access to your contract, but 90 out of 100 contracts, when you do a stack, it's actually a violation of your initial contract. So all these companies, they'll offer you these loans knowing that you're generally defaulting in a sense on your contract. And that makes it much harder to access money. And so the whole salesperson pitch in this industry is short term, short term, short term. But there's also a time value here. And that's what you have to account for. So if you do a deal, say, over 1 year, the question you're always going to ask yourself is, well, if you do a deal over 2 years, are you going to pay back double? If you're going to do over 3 years, are you going to pay back triple? If you do a 4 year, four, five times, so on and so forth. And so what I see with your business is I see that basically because you have all these capital loans that are very short term, they're sucking out all your cash flow. So on this kind of transaction, from a long-term perspective, if your payment is cheaper by $1,000 or $1,000 a month, that's less cash flow, less stress on your business and more cash in your business. So it's long term going to be better for you because that's one of the issues. It's kind of like a vicious cycle you're in. Do you get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not here to be a judge or an executioner. I'm just talking to you the way that I would if I had someone that came in. I just did a loan actually from a referral, and they said, "Well, what do you suggest?" And I said, "Well, I suggested doing it this way." And so I can give you the numbers on shorter terms. I'm just telling you from a long term perspective, it's probably better to do something longer term because it's sucking out all your cash on these loans. Do you want me to give you some numbers on
Right.
shorter terms?
I guess only I looked at what if 2.5 years from now you don't need that equipment or that equipment is no longer any good and
What
you
you mean
got a
like?
year and a half left. Like I just say it.
Oh, like paying it off early, correct?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, so I can give you some avenues. So that's a good question. So the first thing is our agreement actually does come with a discount for paying off early. So as long as you're not in default, you can decide to pay this loan off early. You guys have a loan with with a company called Financial Pacific Leasing, correct?
Yeah, I think I got like one, two more payments left with them.
Okay. Well, here's one of the challenges. There's been some missed payments on that transaction, correct? Some late payments?
Right.
So we actually, they're a partner of ours. We reached out to them and said, hey, look, we noticed you guys did a loan for this customer. Will you do one? And they said, well, we can't because of the payment history. We just can't extend any more credit. So then that's because these loans are so short term, they're just creating this whole issue. So to answer your question, number one, if you want to pay this transaction off early, there is a discount for 4%. It's in the contract. It's in pretty big writing. I can show it to you. Number two, let me give you some numbers on, say, a three-year term, and maybe that's a better way to look at it.
Okay.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you're going to do your first and last payment to us due at signing. And so the larger those payments are, the more the amount due at signing is. So if we looked at, say, a three-year term, give me a second. Dun, 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 dun.
Now, how much is that financing? 35?
It's 35,700.
Okay.
So, if you wanted to do this over, say, a three-year term, payments would be 1,562.
Okay. And then I pay the first and last?
First and last and a small documentation fee, correct. It's one of those things where, and let me give you kind of also the longest term available here. So, and I give these to you. Give me a second. Give me one second. But do you get where I'm kind of leading with this conversation?
Right.
Yeah, you just, so if you looked at say a 5-year term, and you don't want to beat around the bush. So let's say we do a 5-year term. The payment on that is $1,155 a month. All right. So the challenge there is someone's going to say, well, why would I do a 3-year term? Correct? Why would I do a 5-year term? Correct? Well, the reality is it's just time value. So if you do, so let's go, what were the payments I quoted you for 3 years?
$1,500.
So if we looked at, let's just go back there, give me one second. Yeah, so if we looked at those payments, right? On that structure, the exact
$9,000 difference.
Well, it's yeah. So the thing is this: if you looked at, say, let's just bring this up. Give me one second. Yeah, if you looked at those terms, you're almost doubling the time. So a 3-year deal versus a 5-year deal. That's, you know, I'm sorry, that's 40% longer. But you're not paying. Go ahead. Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, because here's the way that I look at it. I have a great book of business here, and people like the fact that I don't hard sell them. I kind of tell them the avenue. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some kind of reverse engineering from you and just ask me any questions, but this is how I kind of see your file. You guys have two really good businesses. You obviously have good clients. You have good cash flow. The credit scores are a bit low. Well, the question I ask on the credit score, when you guys have late payments or missed payments, it's not because things you don't want to pay them. It's because there's a cash flow issue and a customer might be paying you late and there's an inability to make that payment, correct?
Right.
So what happens? Well, you're stuck in really a vicious cycle right now, which is, unfortunately, you're getting all these capital loans, and there's good capital loans and there's, in my opinion, not great capital loans. It is what it is. But what's happening is you're getting all these capital loans and it's just a short-term Band-Aid solution. Now, what what you're obviously getting a lot of equipment. You want to get bumper cars, you want to get the laser tag, you want to get a lot of stuff. So the reality is me telling you, hey, Mike, if we can get everything on the right track, what can I do for you? What can make a car do? The reality is, if I get your credit score boss around like 680 or above, you and your mom, I'll get you all the money you want. I give you $100,000, $150,000 for different equipment whenever you want. It's like clockwork. The issues are that because the credit score is getting low, it's basically trapping you in this cycle and making financing harder and financing more expensive and all these loans. So it's right, really right. It's just really kind of telling you the number. So if you want to do a short-term loan, feel free to. I'm more than happy to do a short-term loan. It's completely fine. However, the better product for you here is looking at just not just payback but time. Most financing, when you go to get financing, whoever you're borrowing money for will give you a short term because the actual money is cheaper as a short term. Like you've done a car loan, correct?
Right.
So when you go to the car dealer or the bank, they say, well, here's your rate at 3 years, but if you do a 5-year loan, here's your rate. The rate is higher over 5 years, correct?
Right.
Same with the mortgage. 15-year mortgage is cheaper effectively than a 30-year. Not just the payback, but also the rate, the actual cost of money. Business financing like this is different, actually. Your cheapest money will be a 5-year deal. The reality is because it is less likely that you're going to default. If you give someone a 2-year deal and they have cash flow stress, some negative payments, the ability for them to make payments is impacted. So a 2-year term, it's going to make it more difficult. So the way that I see it is this. Don't necessarily concentrate on payback if you want to do a 5-year deal. Concentrate on A, the cost of money, and B, most importantly, something that's going to give you less cash flow because, you know, if you have $1,000 less payment on this equipment, then that's $1,000 in your bank account. Your bank account's healthier, then you get better loans. It's kind of either a snowball effect in a good way or a snowball effect in a bad way. But that's just my opinion based on a cursory look at your file.
Right. So you probably recommend doing a 3 or 4 year?
I'd recommend doing a 4-year term. It sounds like you don't want to pay this off that early. It sounds like on a 4-year, I think a 5-year term might be inappropriate simply because it sounds like this equipment, you might want to sell it or get rid of it. At 5 years, it has a shelf life, correct?
Well, it ain't just, it's just, you know, every couple of years, like with this kind of stuff, you've got to just turn out and get new stuff and, you know, just kind of keep your place fresh.
Okay. So, yeah, so let's look at the difference in payments and payback over a 3 or 4 year term and kind of give you some ideas there. So on a 3-year term, we're at $1,562 a month, okay? If we're at a four-year term, we're at, let's see. Give me 1 second. We're at $1,328. So let's see the payback difference there. Give me a second.
Probably a little under 5.
I'm going to check real quick. Give me 1 second. Okay. So I don't think there's anything that prohibits us from doing a 3 or 4 year term. Here's what I think we should do. Yeah, I think, give me a second. I would really do a 4-year deal here simply because the monthly payment and also the amount of money due at signing. But let me just play with you. You know what? Actually, Mike, are you comfortable with a 3-year term? Is that something? Are you comfortable with a payment of? Give me a second. Are you comfortable with a payment of? Let me just make sure of this. Okay. With 1560, are you okay with that kind of payment? 1562, is that something you feel comfortable doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get you guys documents out today. Let me just walk you through the funding process. There's a first or a 15th billing cycle. So what the goal will be is if we can get this, we can get your document signed today. We'll get this funded on Monday. And then your November payment, you would have a December would be prepaid. So December through 1st through 30th, you've already been, or 31st, you've already been paid. You'll have a half of a payment come out from like December, I'm sorry, from like November 14th to December 1st. And we'll take that after funding. And then your second full payment would be coming out January 1st. There's a few documents that I just need to get re-signed, and I got to get this vendor information entered. Do you have access? Do you want me to email you or send you? Do you want me to email them to you, or do you want me to fax them over to you?
You can email me, fine.
Okay, cool. Once they're ready, I'll give you a call and walk you through them, and we'll get this order placed.
All right. So, and you said that. What's my score at right now?
I can bring that up. So give me a second. I don't re-pull credit. I can do like a soft pull because I don't want to re-pull multiple times. But let me give you an idea. Mike? Hello?
Yeah.
Mike? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mike. If you can hear me, I can hear you. I'll call you right back.